squash or cashew.
If you let it dry, what do you call it? Anything
That would be a gourd.
What kinds of melons do you know?
Watermelon, muskmelon, about all of the cantaloupe, and quite a few others.
What springs up in the woods and fields after a running little white umbrella shape?
Mushroom.
Do you eat them?
Some are poison and some are... In this country, I don't think that anyone ever eat them. And I read about where they hunt them in other states, you know.
And they
eat them, yeah.
When we're talking about melons, sometimes the big green ones, people pickle the rind.
That is citron. Called a citron.
Is there any other name for the thing that it looks like a mushroom, but it's not, you shouldn't eat it? What do you call
it? I think they call them a fungus like that. It goes on trees. I don't know if I'm talking about the right thing, what you have in reference to, but it appears to be a mushroom, but it goes on trees if they're unsound trees. I don't know what to call it. It goes on unsound trees. It'll go out like your hand. Mushroom come to the ground. Now, what to call these on the trees, I don't know.
How about the things that grow on the ground that you think about in connection with frogs?
Toadstools.
You ever call them anything else?
Well, I would know them as just the mushrooms.
Same thing. If a man has, if his throat is so sore on the inside that it's all swollen and everything, you would say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
If I ask you, if you're not able to do something, if you are not able to do it, you'd say, I'd like to, but I
don't feel like it. Not up to it.
Okay. If somebody asks you about sundown to do some work and you say, I got to work before sun up and let's see if I can do this better. Say somebody asks you this. Let's skip that. If a boy got a whipping, you say, I bet the reason he got the whipping is, I bet he did something he
shouldn't do.
In refusing in a very strong way to do something, if you refuse to do something and you feel strongly about it, you say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I
am not going to do it.
All right. When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself and a friend of yours was standing around without helping, you might say to him, if you want him to know that you don't appreciate the fact that he didn't help you, what would you say to him?
Him around?
Uh-huh. Yeah, to his face.
If I was acquainted with him, I'd thank him.